WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new movie Bridget Jones' Diary is based on the best-selling novel by British writer Helen Fielding. She co-wrote the screenplay. Although the film, like the novel, is set in England, it stars American actress Renee Zellweger. Henry Sheehan has a review.
Bridget Jones' Diary comes from the dark heart of contemporary English media. That's where Bridget Jones, a lowly publishing house employee, toils for career and trolls for romance. It's a world of boozy cleverness and lethal ambition, and where the roads to success in work and love intersect and overlap. Like Bridget and like author Helen Fielding, director Sharon Maguire accepts the rules of this tawdry game as immutable. A friend of Fielding and a model for one of her minor characters, Maguire is a former documentary maker who has done little more than illustrate the book with pictures of people talking. Most of that talk comes from Bridget herself, a 30-something woman whose diary is a daily record of her failures to gain control of her weight and drinking or to find a husband. Given that most of that talk involves generous dollops of self-hate, you'd imagine the movie would be a largely dismal collection of half-baked witticisms. And you'd be right, except for one thing. The vessel for all the pithy put-downs is Renee Zellweger. Somehow, someone thought that the Texas-born actress would be perfect to play the bright girl from the London suburbs. And they were right. Wearing an additional 20 pounds as if it were tailored to be chic, Zellweger transforms the brittle Bridget of the novel into a fleshy, but also flesh-and-blood, human. Although director Maguire doesn't handle it very well, the episodic movie does have a proper plot. Bridget is increasingly anxious to fall in love, or to put it in her own blunt terms, avoid encroaching spinsterhood. Life presents her with two romantic choices. There's her boss, the suave and charming Daniel Cleaver, played by Hugh Grant, and there's prim and taciturn Mark Darcy, played by Colin Firth. Mark's an old friend of the family who is initially put off by Bridget's compulsive, frequently embarrassing chatter. Like many contemporary wiseacres, Fielding is a sentimentalist at heart. Her jokes and jabs are the writerly equivalents of stalling till the moment when she has to reveal just what it is she values. Here's a scene between Bridget and Darcy after Bridget has had a particularly mortifying time at a fancy party.
You seem to go out of your way to try to make me feel like a complete idiot every time I see you. And you really needn't bother. I already feel like an idiot most of the time anyway.
I don't think you're an idiot at all. I mean, there are elements of the ridiculous about you. And you tend to let whatever's in your head come out of your mouth without much consideration of the consequences. What I'm trying to say, very inarticulately, is that, in fact, perhaps despite appearances, I like you very much, just as you are.
Zellweger can say any line, no matter how corny, and suffuse it with soulful melodies. It's like her line in Jerry Maguire, "You had me at hello," an overstatement that in the actress's tones became compelling. Zellweger, with her almost squeaky voice, tethers these soapy bubbles to the ground. She just may be the second coming of Jean Arthur. Zellweger is nearly matched by her co-stars, especially Grant. In Fielding's world, anyone with so much personality is bound to turn out to be a rotter, and it takes only a couple of scenes for Grant's Daniel to expose himself as such. Luckily, this is meat for the actor's grinder. The floppy-haired performer started his career playing cads, and it's always been his strong suit. Here he puts all his serpentine charm on display. Firth plays the less amusing Mark Darcy with all the underlying manliness he can muster, and it's an effective effort. The trouble comes with his character, who shares a surname with the hero of Pride and Prejudice. Once you get it in your head that Fielding is stumbling in the footsteps of Jane Austen, her story's mechanical repetitions fall apart. Even worse, while it can be said that Austen's heroine Elizabeth Bennet loved herself too well, Bridget Jones dislikes herself too much.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.